Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
I am out here on Ken Kavanaugh's farm, Farmer Ken. And we are going to talk to, not we, you're not going to do anything. I'm going to talk to the first turkey ever to convert to born-again Christianity. So this is the first, he's Fanny is his name. I don't even know if it's a he. It's a, it might be a Tom, or what's the girl, or sorry, you're not supposed to say that. What's the female turkey called? Maybe it's a hen, I don't know. But anyway, male or female, Fanny is the turkey. Converted to become a born-again Christian about a year ago. So, Fanny, you've been at it for a while. Well, first, thanks for talking to me about this. Yeah, yeah, no, thanks. Yeah. I'm glad you cleared that up front. Boy, there's so many questions to ask. You know, the first is, I guess, when we can hear Farmer Ken in the background. What started all this? Yeah, that's a, so you were, yeah, kind of a rough youth. It is the pathway that a lot of people take. Or not pathway, what do you call it? You people call it your journey or your there are a lot of flies out here, Fanny. You call it your journey or your what did you say? Your, yeah. And so kind of that rough childhood. Well, I know, hearing you in other settings, you would attack Farmer Ken when you were young. And it just, if that's not true, you correct it now. But yeah, I thought it is true, right? I mean, you've been on the record about that. You'd attack Farmer Ken, attack other animals on the farm, even pigs, other turkeys. You were kind of, were you angry, do you think? I see, yeah. Yeah, when you found out your head was going to get cut off. That would make me, to be honest, that would make me a little angry too. The guy acting like my caretaker and to find out, I guess, at a certain age, the only reason they had me, you know, was to cut my head off at a certain age. I guess that would make me angry, but I don't know that it would. Then I would know. I don't think I would go. I would think I would just stay angry. Okay, let's just let some of that anger go. Does it let all of it go? Almost all of it. What percentage? When you become born again Christian, what percentage of the anger would you say goes away? It's not 100%. Because a lot of you people, and I'm just going to say you people, because I'll just lump you all in a big category. A lot of you people seem pretty angry, I'll be honest. So for you to say that anger goes away, about, what did you say? 80%? High 80s? I don't believe it. I didn't mean, you know, here we are. Here we're getting going. I did not mean for this to be a kind of confrontational interview, but I can already see that you're full of crap. It's not the high 80s. At most, I would say an angry person who, or turkey. But, well, I don't have anything to go on for that. You're the first turkey. I would say an angry person who has been raised by a parent who intended to cut their head off at a certain age would be, who then converts to being born again. I would say they've given up on some of their anger, about 20% of their anger, maybe. High, that's at the high end. You're saying it's high 80s. Well, we're not gonna get anywhere on this. But there's no way it's in the high 80s. When I see how angry you people are, actually, you don't want to know my opinion? I don't care, because I'm going to tell you my opinion. I actually think it makes a lot of people more angry. There, they're not going to. Maybe you're not one of them. You know, I do know people who are. Yeah, and you do too. Is Farmer Ken a Christian? No. He's not, or he's not a. Oh, I see. He's not born again. He's just a, what do you call those kind? Just a, oh, Lutheran. Oh, okay. I suppose that's just the word for it. Just regular, unleaded, maybe. No, I know it's not a funny topic, but this business, now, okay, this business about, I have another question for you about the music. When you're a born-again Christian, there, oh, that was part of your, that was part of the appeal, too. Okay. And the kind of, that rock, kind of a rock sound at, yeah. Well, I don't think I wouldn't say it's exactly like you're at a Jethro Tull concert, but I can see it's somewhat. You know, I've heard some of the music, but my question, okay. No, I don't see that at all. I don't see your point at all, and I'm not going to agree to disagree. But I will say this about Christian rock, and I wonder what you think about this. They always use the same, there's this certain production value, or set of production values, and the minute you turn it on, the minute you hear it, or live, it's got heavy, bright reverb, real long reverb tails. What are they? Oh, 900 milliseconds sometimes. Yeah. Well, you know a little. Have you done some production? Just learning about it. But yeah, so these long reverb tails on everything. Bright, long. They're not like these dull long reverbs like you hear in reggae. No. Right, I agree. It's a, and then there's a certain synthesizer patch, and there's also a type of compression they use, and I'm sure there's more to it. And I'm no Christian rock producer, but to my ears, those three things conspire. And of course, there again, I realize I'm being a little. So you knew you were. Oh, you're used to this kind of questioning because. Yeah, you know, we think we're going to interview you and just get the just talk about this stuff, but it does get hostile pretty quick. Well, let's, I'll tell you what, let's just let things cool down a bit. We'll take a break. You run around the farm a little bit, and we'll listen to some Christian rock, and maybe you'll see what I mean, that it's immediately identifiable. And to me, that's lucky, because then I can immediately turn it off. But let's listen to it for a while and really get the feel of it. Okay.
I believe in the risen one. 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 I believe in the risen one.
Okay. Back after some of that Christian rock. And Fanny, what did you think? You liked it. I thought you'd like it. Because, you know, the other thing is, all the lyrics in those songs, they slightly sound a little bit, well, if you think of them a different way, they sound a little bit perverted. Like, they sing about how much they love Jesus, but they kind of sound like they want to bang him a lot of times. And that's excessive to me. You can love Jesus, that's fine, and he can have helped you with your anger. But don't make it sound so, like a lot of them sound like, whatever, Whitney Houston or something. Just worship the Lord. Don't try to get in his pants like that. Anyway, my other, you know, back to your childhood, drugs are a factor. I know. But let me just finish the question. Well, okay, just steroid use when you were young. That was one of the main things. Yeah. Common on Ken's Farmer Ken's place? Is it common out here? Super common. And he provides the steroids. Right. So he can raise healthy kids in order to cut their heads off. Is that... Are you still... What's your relationship with Farmer Ken like after converting to... after your conversion? After you were born again? Well, shouldn't you say hatched again? Sorry. I'm just... Okay. All right. Sorry. I apologize for that. But now I can't even remember what my question was. I know I do sacrifice clarity for a joke too often. I've been told that a lot over the years, and I'll tell you, I try to push back against it, but I find it very hard to do. Is there a Bible verse that might help him with that? One thing I will say, a lot of born-agains, they do know the Bible very thoroughly. And so maybe how about a verse that says, what can I do? Maybe a Bible verse that says something like, O ye who tell too many jokes, for do not always tell a joke and instead be serious at least 80% of the time. Amen. Is there a verse that's something like that? Maybe it's from Galatians or something like that. I did do it right there again. Oh, go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a hell of a passage. I will take that to heart. I'm going to think about that. Back to these steroids, you know, steroids can make you angry. And have you thought that maybe it was the steroids making you angry and not really, maybe it was steroids made you angry and it had nothing to do with not knowing Jesus. Huh? It is. Turkeys will attack each other. I have heard that. So that's even not right. Not on stick. Right. Right. And so that's just. But you were. Oh yeah. You were above and beyond any turkey. Farmer Ken said I read somewhere Farmer Ken said the angriest turkey he'd ever seen. And he's been farming a long time. 50 years. That's what I heard. 50 plus. Let's see. Well, let's get to the heart of the topic. Why do you born again types? And I'm calling it a type because there's a certain consistency to it. Why do you hate gays so much? All you born again people. It seems like if you read the Bible, it's more about being nice to people. But it, okay, go ahead. You don't hate. You want him. Okay. All right. But, okay. I mean, you can say that's your intention, but how does hating them help with that process? Well, like if you vote against them, if you vote against them having equal rights, I don't see how that's loving, you know. Well, you know that. I think you're avoiding it. I think you're avoiding the topic here. Let me ask you this. Are there turkeys who are gay? Because I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. You don't know. I agree. When you're little, turkeys, chickens, it's hard to tell if it's a boy or a girl, for one thing. So for starters, that's complicated. And then it gets easier, especially with turkeys, because you're a Tom. Okay. And Tom means male. Okay, yeah. Right. I don't know where that came from. Tom. He's a Tom turkey. Is he a Tom? What's that supposed to mean? I don't know. Now, another thing. When I eat poultry, I always think of the three major religions. And I'd like to get your take on... If this makes you uncomfortable, we can... No. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, good. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's just a part of life. Well, I got news for you. It's part of life on Farmer Ken's farm, but it's not part of life normally. I mean, you might live you might live 10 or 12 years out in the wild. I don't know. I don't know how long turkeys live out in the wild. But I'll tell you what, a lot longer than a year. Yeah, it's true. It's completely true. Read a USDA turkey manual or whatever you want to get, wherever you want to get your information. But yeah, it is true. It is, I'll, okay, when we're done, we will go. You get in my car. I'm going to drive you out to this field, and you're going to meet some wild turkeys, and they are at least, they're at least 5 years old. They're at least three. And they're big. And they are, I got to say, pretty happy. They're angry, too. Don't get me wrong. But wait a minute. Back to this, yeah, you weren't offended. This topic of the three major religions, which one handles poultry the best, do you think? And I mean from a culinary point of view, because I have mine clearly. There's a clear ranking in my mind. Worst to best. Yup. Yup. And second is Judaism. Yup. And then top, right. Top is Islam. No question, right? If they said, oh, we're serving, you're in a blind test, and they go, we're going to serve, well, not a blind test. Let's say you're in a, I don't know what you're in. It's some kind of a, what? Okay, whatever. People give you a choice. Three kinds, chicken cooked by three different people, a Christian, a Jewish person, or a Muslim person. You're going to pick the chicken cooked by the Muslim, no question. Second, maybe the Jewish person, and far down would be the Christian person. They'll overcook it. They'll probably want to put, there'll be hot sauce on it, and, or you know what they'll do? A lot. Oh, you know this one. Yeah. With the beer can, and then on the grill, like that just seems, even if it tastes good, it just seems kind of tacky. Who wants a beer can stuck inside them, and then cooked like that? What a way to go! I know, that's what I think. Just if my life's gonna end it in a dignified way, like. There was no, when Jesus was executed, there was no beer can cooking inside of him. Good God. You know, there'd be no Christians today if they'd done it like that. Because it would have been so, you know, kind of embarrassing. But, I want to just, we got a few minutes left. And I want to play just a little bit more of this Christian, a different take on Christian rock. And let me know what you think. And then we'll come back and just a couple more questions. Because this Christian rock is a big thing for me. A big, I would think, obstacle. Yeah. Right. To conversion. But. Oh, right. Yeah. Positive. So. Well, here we go. Just a couple more minutes of this.
I believe in the risen one. 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 I believe in the risen.
All right, Fanny. Well, have you heard that group before? But you especially like the production sound. All right. Well, all right. I guess there's a lot I don't understand about the appeal of converting to, of the appeal of being born again. I guess there's a lot I just don't understand about that. But, you know, all I can do is keep a dialogue open with turkeys like yourself who have converted. Are there any other turkeys or animals you've run into who are considering... None. Okay, not even... Does it even... is there one... Well, do you talk to the young, maybe the angriest turkeys, and ask them, hey, you know, there is another way to approach life? Do you talk to them about that? I thought what do they call that when you go out and evangelize? I thought that was a huge part of it. Oh, you don't have to do it anymore? I thought you had to evangelize. Oh, you mainly talk about investment strategies? I don't know if that's in the Bible. But I'll tell you what, when we're off air, because I don't want the market flooded with your tips, but I know you born-agains have a lot of money, and I wouldn't mind a few tips on my current IRA. I'm getting about 8% max, and maybe you've got some ideas, to get that up. I mean, I want 18%, 28%, like in the 80s, you know. But anyway, I know you born-agains have a lot of good investment ideas. So let's get, but like I said, I don't want to do that on the air. So, all right, so we'll cut the mics. And but you stay around for a little bit, and then you do want to go see that field. Yeah, that's what they're called, a wild turkey. That's what they call them. But okay, anyway, let's get going, because it's not it's a little ways away, but then I'll bring you back to Farmer Ken's when we're done. Well, unless you change your mind, who knows, you know, 40 days in the wilderness might do you a hell of a lot of good. But let's get going.
Sorry. EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org